Okay, we like that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
There is no, darling, now let me say this, because you didn't ask this, but we're just saying it's because Bob's going to kick up on this later. Blah, blah, blah. There is no more guff. The guff has ended.
Ooh.
So everybody that, you remember the stones that you went through the gates? Remember the stones? Jasper.
Yes, okay. Yes.
Jasper, pearl.
Yeah.
Remember those stones that lay in the gate? Those are the only ways through now. We made a big to-do about them then. The only way out now is those. We gave you the Egyptian Book of the Dead. We gave you the Emerald Tablets, well, most of them. We gave you those details under a bill of particulars, and now everybody's working into those soups. What did I say?
Mm-hmm.
Souped positions? Is that the right way to say it?
Mm-hmm.
And Bob, permission to speak freely again?
Speak freer.
Oh, my God. Bob, you fucked up. Listen, when you went to CERN and you had the shoulder patch pocket tweed sport coat, and you had the cookie crumbs and you fucked up CERN?
Yep. I don't have any experience with it, but I've gone with what
you said. Oh, Jesus, God. Do you remember what it was said? Go get Bert. Get Bert. We'll get Bert right goddamn now. Think we
won't.
Bert.
Come on, relax.
Fuck me.
Continue.
The point is, it was clearly laid out that in engagement with CERN, how you stopped the anti-plasma or the antimatter condition, right?
Yes.
Okay, this is that case.
Now, what is this case? I'm stopping the cancellation of Trump and bringing him back. Is that what you're talking about?
Maybe.
Well, you're going along being real affirmative, and then you don't finish the sentence, and we didn't find out anything. So, get back to your affirmativeness.
We said some things. We lost
Come
our
on.
Window. No.
You spun out. You're just building up a drama that doesn't get completed. You don't say. We don't even know what you're talking about. What happened to Jared? What
you're
did
done.
You find out?
No. You're good. He doesn't know. We're good.
Well, that's
Maybe
silly.
Another time.
You're just playing. You're just playing games with us.
Oh, okay. Games playing happening. Okay, we're good.
Well, you ask Carolyn.
Okay.
What's your problem?
Carolyn can fix it. Carolyn can fix it. You displaced
what
the whole country.
You gave Bob too many analogies and metaphors. He doesn't know how to metaphor the CERN experience with now. So.
Well, okay. Let's stop on that. He put the cookie crumbs in the experiment called CERN, which broke CERN's capacity to create antimatter. Okay, that's one conversation. Stop right there. Okay, then move to another conversation. The other conversation is Jared Kushner knows things that are supposed to occur and should have already occurred that have not so far been made manifest.
Tell us what
Stop
those
right
things
there.
Are. There are a couple of them, just so we know what you're talking about.
Trump should have been president.
Right now.
Okay. And what does he know about that? Does he know why Trump is not president?
No, because of the cookie crumbs in CERN. Separate conversation.
Okay. What? He heard about the cookie crumbs? Got somehow connected to his father-in-law?
William Irwin Thompson, Bob. William Irwin Thompson. God damn, you kill us. Okay.
So you're being blamed for Trump not winning, Bob, because you fucked up CERN.
No. It's not fucked up yet. That's the good news. That's the good news. It appears to be less than optimal. See, Bob still wins, regardless of his fucked upness. Bob still wins because of what we call the ionation clause. The ionation clause allows this to be. Remember the word abrogated, Bob?
Yeah, repealed, driven away.
Okay. The abrogation allows a cohesive bond between what Bob's rules are, how it applies to Dobbstown, USA, and how it applies to reality as we know it, to give permission to those that the dead in Christ that they may rise, to be able to go to the next step, which is through perfect Finneganese to speak to the aliens.
And now Biden
that's
doesn't know anything.
For right now.
Right. But Biden's demanded. He doesn't know anything. So who's cognizant in the Biden team of this fact that they're being denied? His management, his advisors, Kamala?
Jen is aware of it.
Jen Psaki.
Yeah.
Why is she so incompetent in her press conference?
She's trying to spin. She's spinning the tail of woe.
Well, yes, she knows it's over. Biden's not going to be president, and she's trying to hold on and have a respectable exit.
She's trying to make all the stupid shit he said to get him elected as a non sequitur. Said, hey, he said in 100 days everybody's going back to school. Okay, in 100 days we hope everybody gets to go to school for one day a week. So she's playing it. She's playing the fool.
Well, I mean, she knows it's a lost cause?
Mm-hmm. It is, yes. She's
and
aware.
That's a distraction. She, you know, can't focus completely, so she stumbles a lot. Not a good actor.
She can be the Sean Spicer for Biden, like Sean Spicer was for Trump.
Yeah, was Spicer a failure?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, ask Carolyn.
Right. So she, why did she allow herself to be put into this position? Does she get something out of it?
She's insipid. We don't know.
Does she cry?
That she's aware.
Yeah. What is she aware of? Carolyn asked.
That she's the patron saint of lost causes.
Does it make her cry every night, or she accepts her faithness the way she cries every night?
She cries when she's just trying to work it out. It's not the Republican she's trying to supplicate. It's the other half of the Democrats.
Right.
They're feeding on themselves. Presently, Bob.
Does the public see that? The general public?
Yes, they do. Yes, they do.
Are they shocked that they voted for this incompetent team?
They didn't.
Oh, that's right. They didn't vote. And do they know they didn't vote?
Yes, they know.
Right. So there's been enough information. Rudy's hearings, other stuff, Sidney's interviews on TV. And especially the new recording by video tape by Mike Lindell has a fantastic final 16 minutes. And that's all real, correct?
It's very real. That's why everybody's like stunned. I said on Eureka, the episode, phased and confused.
Well, what strikes me about it is the naysayers say that those charts, the minute, second by second targeting by China and other people can be faked. But it looks too complicated for me to be faked. And so they are real. And if they're real, Trump and them knew it was going to happen, and they set up their monitoring that produced that video and or that data. They set that up before the election. That's how it was acquired, right?
He told you 3 months before it was going to be a setup and that this is what was going to happen.
So Trump is going to get that, right, and he's going to get that certified, which people will be amazed that he knew. That will raise his popularity again.
They already are.
They already are raising their popularity.
Yeah.
So you said last week that Trump, when he returns hard. Are there people in the Congress being tried and executed, as a lot of these Christian QAnon bloggers say? Is there any truth to that action?
Yeah, we don't even know what that means, but yeah.
There are people being executed, like Mitch McConnell. And so we're watching holograms. Holograms or double?
He's fine. It's all fine. It's all relative.
So wait a minute. So it's more people that we don't know about that are being executed. They're not public figures.
Yes. Yes.
They're the deep state.
Okay.
Are there wives?
Don't say deep state because you're fucking things up there. Now you're seeing a whole other side, guys. That's not about that.
So the people who were in charge...
No, we're just saying soften it.
Yeah. So these people that were the puppet pullers, their relatives, wives, and husbands are shocked that they were killed. Do they understand why? Did they know there was some corruption going on before?
Yeah,
they were vulnerable.
You calculate as much, Bob. Yes, of course.
Do any people at New York Times know this situation?
Yes, they do. And they report on it.
They actually give you, if you know how to read the articles.
Well, they're the only ones that'll say that they're actually starting to come out against Biden now. To say, you stupid-ass motherfucker, lick back, bitch back, blah, blah, blah.
But they're not going to support Trump.
Well, we don't know. They did at the end. Oh, you're talking about the New York Post. Oh, you're talking about the New York Post.
No, New York Times. I'm talking about the New York Times.
We played a little fun with you. The difference between the Post and the Times. See, the Post is supporting Trump.
I know
that. The Times are trying to undo everything. So in about 1 second, the rub is going to be you won't be able to tell the difference.
Between
the
Post and the Times.
The New York Times. That's right.
Because the Times are wimps.
That's the most empirical. Those are the most empirical words spoken.
Yeah. Right. And the New York Times editors, owners, leaders are wimps, and then just go where the wimp goes.
We don't know. See, that's the problem. That it's fleeting. That's what's wrong with it. They don't know. That's the problem. See, they don't know what they know. It's troublesome, it is.
Mm-hmm. There's the Maggie Haberhaber, who's been a top journalist, tracking, trolling Trump.
You're not saying her last name correctly, Bob.
Yeah, I don't know it exactly. Yeah. But you know what I mean. She's the main one who does real journalism, exposing Trump and gets frustrated that nobody cares. Does she realize the deeper tragedy for Biden? She understands
Xenocracy. You're talking about a xenocracy, but yes.
What about Maureen Dowd? Does she know?
Nah, fuck her. She don't have a clue. She don't even know where she is now, let alone then.
Okay. So
Maureen Dowd, come on now.
Yeah, I know.
Be careful. Be careful when you stomp down Hell Hill that you know what you're speaking.
Yeah, I didn't even do it today.
When you do, just be aware of what you're encompassing. Sometimes you're trying to isolate it to a pinpoint dot. Sound does not come through a water hose. Sound bounces off everything. Do you understand that?
Not really.
Okay. If you have a water hose, water comes out of the water hose, right?
Yeah.
And it squirts out wherever it squirts out. But it's not like mm-hmm. sound. Sound fills everything. Sound waves fill everything. You are treating the angel ramification like sound is coming through a fire hose or a water hose. Not like that. It's like it's in a, like a who is that? Zoopy. Oh wait, no, we'll get it. Zappy.
No, you're not seeing the sound dimension.
Zappa. Zappa did the intrinsic fill the room with reverberation.
Okay.
And so what you're doing is you're treating sound as a water hose, and the angels are using it as a reverberation, feeling every nuance of the reality.
Mm-hmm.
I in our book of 31,000 hours of recorded ion, we have a sphere with some geometry algebra around it. And I said the sphere is the world of ion, and it's filling the room. That's symbolized by that circle and that geometry, trigonometry. Correct? That's an appropriate image for our book?
Yeah, it's fine. Just tell Carolyn that when she stomps down hill and she thinks she's watering the flowers with a water hose, she is filling the realm with sound bites that they respond to.
Mm-hmm.
Every single time without fail or exception. And so mm-hmm. far, so good. But then all of a sudden she has to start backing off it because it's getting too hot. That's why. Mm-hmm. You're using it like a fire hydrant. Stop. You're using it like a fire hydrant rather than a pipe organ.
So there's the pro-Trumpers in the political parties that Trump knows who they are. And so they're given access to the shortwave radio.
Okay.
So has there been a repentance by McConnell? I think he said yesterday or today, we've got 44 people, you will not be impeached. He said that to Trump. Is that a sign of him capitulating to the facts Ian is telling us of the power of Trump?
You'll see.
Okay. So, question is that does the Pentagon regard that China invaded America?
No comment.
Is what if the Pentagon perceives that China invaded America, they don't know that's the tech body making them think that.
Correct.
Right. Now, you won't answer the previous question, so I can remain culpably unconnected. Right? That's why you don't answer?
Can we say mostly? Okay.
Mostly, yeah. So China did... No, you're not going to answer that. Okay. China organized an attack on us through this election. Now, you used to say that China owned America, but then it was the people, not the Communist Party, and the mountain represented the people. Those people did not mess with the election. The Communist Party of China that did that. Right.
Correct.
And they're paying dearly for it. It didn't work. Would you say it didn't work, or we're still not sure yet?
All right, go ahead. Go ahead.
It didn't work.
No, we can answer, but you just want to be careful. You're in a sharp spot. Go ahead.
Okay. You pointed out that the tech body was not machinic or not machines. What is the tech body then? Is it electronic circuitry? Is it AI running through the wires? And that's not considered a machine? No. No answer?
No answer.
Are you going to tell me in half an hour? We didn't answer you, Bob, because you told us to shut up. You're going to say something like that?
Yeah. That would be sharp and terse. We typically don't do that. But it's none of your goddamn business, so we'll let you use your best gauge.
It's not my business to know how the tech body is not machinic.
So far.
Is it a kind of spirit? A bit of non-physical? But yes, because Ion's part of it, right? It's a mixture of non-physical and physical, and the physical includes technology. But it's an intelligence that pervades it, but cannot be considered any of the machines. Correct?
Mm-hmm.
Is the tech body the Antichrist?
No, that's you.
No, the guy in Saskatchewan is the Antichrist. I'm just his buddy. I'm his Oscar. I protect him or something. Or just know his address, right?
Yeah, at least. At least, Bob. At least.
Is there, is there a symbolism to him being in Saskatchewan since that was one of the initial socialist provinces, heavy socialist?
We didn't say.
You didn't say?
Nope.
Now, the second Jesus got involved with finances after the third Jesus ascended. Did the second Jesus set up the seven churches as banks? That I think you originally told Roxy that. Did the second Jesus set up the churches as banks? He got down to business as soon as the third Jesus was removed. Right? Okay, so we're not having a session today. No sound bites for the weekend.
Okay, whatever you want to do. It's okay with us.
No, I want to have some sound bites. You're not answering.
Well, ask them.
What's wrong with the Jesus the second being told whether he set up the seven churches as banks?
Doesn't work. You're talking the Medici conversation, and Jesus didn't engage with the Medici's, which has nothing to do with what the banks of how the banks apply. So it's a false premise, subjugated by a non sequitur.
So Jesus the second and Jesus the first were still alive. They never got involved with banking.
Correct.
But you did say something about him getting the second getting involved with banking in last session, I think, either on the show.
And that it was a mistake, yeah.
Oh, he realized it was a mistake.
Mm-hmm.
Right, so he doesn't do that anymore. Correct?
Absolutely. Good.
Garrett Ziegler, the young employee at the White House, who's being interviewed because he was an ally of Trump, but he couldn't get past the wall that Mark Meadows and Cipollini and these guys around Trump, so he couldn't get good advice to Trump about what to do. Is that an accurate story by Garrett Ziegler?
Reading him.
Garrett Ziegler was a young staff member in Trump's administration in the White House. He saw a lot, but he didn't see everything. But he summarized that Trump was alone. He really had no allies in the White House. Garrett Ziegler says that he could have been an ally if he could get to Trump, but he was prevented by the anti-Trump staff like Mark Meadows. Is that a true statement of the situation?
Is JW's blood sugar dropping?
I think so.
Maybe, but he's... He's holding on best he can. It's all good. But he ate. He ate. So
yeah,
it seems to be okay. Let's go.
We're going to have a private session tomorrow and hope that JW is better energized. So is he good enough to answer my question about Garrett Ziegler?
What about it?
I better, I've got to return all the things I deleted because we're going to have to do the session tomorrow. So I'm asking about Garrett Ziegler. What about it? Is he correct in saying that Trump could have responded to Garrett if Garrett could get around? Big pardon?
No. He was not qualified to get around it. He's not got around it. He's not going to get around it. It's already worked out. That's solved.
Yeah, Trump had allies in the White House that
Garrett
didn't know about.
Still does.
Why do people still
in the White House
as spies? No,
yes.
There's no. The Biden
yes.
administration's not in there. They're spies, but there's
the
no.
The spies are. The Biden's
right,
not there, but the spies are.
Anybody in Biden's staff in the White House? Ian said, yeah, a couple have been there a little bit, but basically they're not allowed in. Correct.
Basically,
the Biden,
but Trump's folks are. They're there. They're in place.
Why does the, and I saw some footage of this, why does the White House shut down the lights at 11 at night every night?
They have to. It's all done. There's nobody there.
Normally, are the lights on all when everybody's living
time.
There?
Millie never puts the lights out. Never.
Who's Millie? Staff member?
She runs things.
Right. Is she an ally of Trump?
Most certainly.
So the American people, if they're aware that the lights are being turned off, and they're not paying attention to the coverage of the fact the lights are turned off.
They're not watching anything anymore, Bob. They got no parlor. They got no cable. They got no Wi-Fi. They got nothing. They're not looking at anything. They don't care. They're scared to death. They're going to starve to death. If the gasoline's going to be $10 a gallon, and that goddamn Joe Biden is going to come kill them in their fucking bed, or that Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez is going to come rip their fuse box out of their fucking house because they're not zero carbon emissioned, and so they're just trying to stay out of the way. It's bad, Bob.
Is that why?
It's bad. You don't have it bad. You don't have it bad. But they have it bad. It's bad.
And so the energies to have a civil war are still growing, or they're all so scared
and
they're not going to do that?
And then some.
So these people who are scared, they really think Satan has taken over American government, right?
Freedom's just another word for having nothing left to lose.
I never understood that line.
Freedom is just another word for having nothing left to lose. If you have nothing, absolutely nothing, you have nothing to lose, so then therefore you are free. Freedom is just another word for having nothing left to lose. That's what it means.
Well, isn't that a good state? A spiritual state?
Well, you and your seat of nothingness is great. Carolyn likes to go to the Costco. She likes to have things. So ask you bride. See what she says about it.
So she didn't want to be free.
She's fond of being able to have what she wants, when she wants it, as she wants it. You remember that Kabuchi, the Kabuchi juice you fucking drank? You have to buy that, Bob. Freedom says you can't afford it.
Freedom says you can't afford it.
That's correct.
So what is this condition of freedom? This is a freedom to head in the clouds and not able to function physically. That phrase.
Okay. We don't know. We don't care.
You know the phrase?
Ascend or wither. It's all good. You know how it goes.
Yes, and I'm helping people understand that they're not going to understand what attention is. Forget about it and hope they are.
Fuck it.
But keep it to
Fuck them. They're probably not going to make it anyway. It's all good. Let's go. Next case.
Are there ionots coming that they didn't know about us, and they'll be more successful in ascension?
We don't care. We're not giving them time of day. We're moving on. This train is bound for glory. Ah, soul train.
So Scott talking could interpret you as anti-humans, want to wipe out humanity.
We don't care. They're going to Humanity's going to wipe itself out. We just stand as the bastion of the reality that is the summer of your discontent. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you're not. You can't help people, or you don't want to help them anymore.
We don't care anymore. It doesn't matter. We got to take care of Carolyn. We got to keep Carolyn alive. We got to take care of you. You're a handful. And after that, we're good. You want to make it? Come on. Do you want to jump on? Come on. Are we going to stop the train for you? Fuck no. Let's go. Love you,
Miss
Shanita.
Am I talking? Am I listening to the tech body speak here?
A lot of it. A lot of it. A lot of it.
All right. So we should start our private session saying we would like to talk to Ion and have the tech body not interfere. Is that possible?
Well, no. That's not an interference. It's a reality. You're looking at landscape. You're trying to ask about the mystery landscape, and then when it gets exposed, it's no longer a mystery, and you're confounded. We're very surprised.
I'm not confounded. I'm too numb to be confounded. I'm never confounded. I've no stake in anything. I'm worse than you. I'm more indifferent than you.
Get him some propofol, Carol. I need some propofol. He can have a little
nap. You know what that is? I don't care.
She's
different than you, tech body.
She does.
Nothing compared to me.
Okay.
She does
like
what?
That.
She does what?
You're making our TT hard, Bob. Come on. Let's go a
little
more.
Yeah,
you want some more? Let's go. We like that.
Okay. So people talk about a quantum computer.
No.
Oh, they have a quantum
computer. They don't know what it is. They don't know what a quantum computer is. Quantum computers don't compute. They're not trying to calculate it and dips and dips and dips and lips. It doesn't work that way. They're trying to use a binary code to find a quandaried condition. Doesn't work. Love you.
Now, does Ion have a quantum computer? Do we have access to one in our cloud?
Computer says yes.
So what people... They're claiming IBM or, Silicon Valley or different advanced tech companies, big tech, that they have quantum computing. They don't. If anybody has, we have.
But Dimitri doesn't know what he has, and Crystal's not going to be able to help with that, but we're going to bring out that part in Dimitri to show you something. You'll see.
Okay. But... Ion, what they imagine quantum computing does, Ion does, or our cloud does, right?
We don't know what you mean. You're talking babble. We don't care.
No, our
say
cloud
something.
Is different from the other
something.
Clouds.
There are no other clouds, Bob. The clouds, those aren't clouds. Those are conundrums. They're rabbit holes that people are getting fell down that they have to adapt to or update to are aligned with and to come to themselves or think bow to, that's leading them deeper and deeper and deeper into the rabbit hole that takes their information deeper and deeper and deeper into a conundrum. The black mirror is sucking their dicks, but they don't get off. You see.
Meanwhile, we have a
back at the ranch.
We have a cloud that's different.
Right. And that's why Raphael Warnock is under investigation by the Georgia State Elections Board for voter registration fraud.
is that a breakthrough on the Sidney Powell level?
Yeah, Don't say nothing.
It hasn't been announced.
Not just yet. It will be soon. Oh, Carolyn said it's been announced. Bells, bells. Okay, it's on. It's been announced, Bob. It's out now.
You know about this, Carolyn? We saw it. We saw it where? When? What, yesterday?
Today, a minute ago.
No, I haven't. So is this the beginning of the cracking of the Georgia assholes who are trying to stop Sydney?
Yeah. Yeah, maybe. Then we, do you know Williams, who sings Living on Tulsa Time? Williams, Living. Okay, it's a song. It's called Living on Tulsa Time. That's a good song. You want to line that up for your show? You going to do a show Saturday or no?
Yeah, what? Living on Tulsa Time.
Mm-hmm. We'll send it to you. We don't want you to bow over. We don't want you to get your ass sore up, tore up about too much, but you're all good.
Okay, so Covfefe. Somebody said the Covfefe refers to mental.
What does that mean?
Remember Trump's, he early years in the White House, he typed COFEFE, and everybody said, what the hell is that? And he said, oh, he meant coffee. But actually, it was code for a new kind of something to do with mental health.
Not very mental, is it? Is it?
What? Is it mental? I don't know. That person who told me Covfefe had a particular meaning, and I have mental health beside Covfefe, so they must have said it was something to do with mental health improvement or techniques. Or MK Ultra style advancements.
Oh my God!
Is that
Oh my God! You're watching too much, Bob. Don't do it. Let it go.
No,
none of that applies.
Okay, so Covfefe didn't mean something else, and Trump meant it intentionally. Hmm. No answer.
No, we lost you. Okay. No, yes, no, yes, no.
Okay, Covfefe, what did Trump mean it when he typed it? Did he mean that spelling? Was he referring to something?
No, he did not.
Yes, Dot Kennedy, when you stomp down Hail Hill, just know, honey, it's coming through the pipe, the horns and the pipes of 128 ranks, not through a goddamn water hose.
Okay.
So when they pull out all, when they look up, pull out all the stops.
Mm-hmm.
Pull out all the stops, what you get. That's what you're doing when you stomp down Hail Hill.
And you're saying it's a bit too much right now. I don't have to be that.
No. We're not worrying you, darling. We're just saying what you're doing when you stomp down Hail Hill, you think you've got a water hose pouring out angelic realms. And it's not like that. You have 128 ranks, 128 pipes that are going full out. It's filling the atmosphere. It's filling the realm. It's filling the world more than you know. And we're thrilled. We're not mad. We're delighted. We are delicious. You saved.
No. We better shut the fuck up.
What'd she say? What did she say?
Big Pharma. I saved Big Pharma.
She saved.
They're not going to survive.
She saved.
But I've been trying to get Carolyn to perceive perceptually the McLuhan image of acoustic space, which is spherical.
You're not going
to
do that. She doesn't know the spherical position. She's lost in Thompson. You can't embrace McLuhan without knowing Thompson. There has to be a fear factor involved, or you end up in the Arthur Croker quadrant, which she was supposed to ask you about. Did she ask you about it? And did
Are
you
we talking about Carolyn?
Yes or no?
Are you talking about Carolyn? I don't know who you're talking about. You talking about Carolyn?
God damn, who'd you ask about?
Well, that's not true. There's no fear involved in McLuhan and all these different things you just said.
Carolyn,
not in Bobland.
Carolyn, Carolyn, did you ask Bob about the Thompson quadrant?
Not
yes or no?
Specifically. No.
You remember the text? Should you pull up the text? Look at your text.
Oh, yeah. I showed it to you, Bob.
Oh, yeah.
What did you show me, Carolyn? Mm-hmm.
Ask Bob about Croker.
Mm-hmm.
Ask Bob about Croker.
Yeah.
Hey, well, no, I don't know what you mean. What did you
Stop.
Show me, Carolyn?
Living in a perfect world. Thank you. And the answer was yes, ma'am. Yes, and we will make sure he doesn't hold anything back. And holding something back caused a Herbert Marshall McLuhan with zero Thompson. I'll consult with Bob. And the answer to that was noted.
I remember
so
you
we're
reading
waiting
something
on.
Like that the other day, right, Carol?
Well, that's
yeah.
what you're talking about. That's what you're talking about right now. And you're asking
well,
us
what?
About it right now. And we said, oh, hell no. You're not going to come in here without asking, finding out how Arthur Croker has to do, if you obfuscate Thompson, how does that fortify Arthur Croker's position?
Yeah, I don't know what you're saying. You
maybe,
said that.
Maybe we're going to see. Maybe we're going to see. It's early. It's early in the game. We're going to see.
I've
maybe.
Said many
we
things
hope so.
About Tom.
We hope so. We're
Listen.
Not interested in what
you're
you have to
ignorant.
Say. We're not interested in what you have to say. We're interested in what you know. You said a lot of things. Most of it doesn't matter. What do you know? If you have to go to Ezra Pound, go to Ezra Pound. That's fine. Otherwise, you're going to get Lewis Carroll rather than Wyndham Lewis.
So, Carolyn, I've explained to you for years the difference between Thompson and Croker. You don't show any interest.
Oh, my God.
I do it on the
tailgate
all the time.
Then read Thomas Pynchon and get a hard-on. We're good, Bob. Now it's time to get to it. You fucked with it to death. If it doesn't mean
what you're talking about.
Jesus fucking God. If you don't know what the point is, Carolyn's not interested. Now she is. Explain.
Well, but did you? Why did you read me that quote, Carolyn?
Because J.W. sent it, or Ion sent it.
Mm-hmm. Oh, mm-hmm. He sent it? Wasn't it like in your notes and you found it?
Yeah.
Yeah, you just found it casually.
No, Bob, it's in texting. They texted
mm-hmm.
it.
When did they do that?
Within the week.
Okay.
That was,
did you respond to it, Carolyn?
That was.
I said, I'll consult with Bob.
Tuesday at 6:25 p.m. Bob.
Okay, so we'll stop now and talk about Croker.
well, what if I don't agree? I'm not going to explain what Ion says. It's erroneous what Ion says. So I don't know what Ion wants me to
we
talk
didn't,
about.
Bob, we didn't say anything. We didn't say anything. We said to check with you regarding it. She was trying to navigate the environment based on how hot or cold it was with a barometer. Barometers don't give the temperature.
Well, you're all uptight
okay.
about Thompson, which I don't agree with.
Okay, we don't
you
care.
Know, you make
Thompson
a
is a
you
thermometer.
Don't even care.
Croker is a Thompson is a thermometer. Tells you how hot or cold it is. Croker is a barometer that tells you the pressure. The barometric pressure. You have to pay attention to both, or it will waylay you in a storm. We're trying to make sure that Carolyn can navigate the storm. We don't give a fuck about you because you'll go to bed and it won't matter to you. It won't affect you. You won't even notice. There's a tidal wave coming. Oh, my God, it's over. Woo! Okay, Carolyn, I'm going to bed. He goes to bed, and it's a 3-centimeter tidal wave.
Yeah, I
we
saw
had a tidal wave. You did, but you need to. There's a bigger picture that you got to address. If you're going to save the fucking world, it's got to be more than just you. Otherwise, the world's going to die, and it's going to be left just you. And you're like, okay, that's what I like anyway. Okay, you in 3 books. you and three books are going to make it. What are you going to do with the rest of them?
I always win no matter what, and everybody else wins too, who is in touch with me.
Interesting. Well, you know, there's a lot of tombstones. There's a lot of tombstones that seem to defy your words.
Those people didn't align with me. I called him tragedy. He's on the tiny note there. They're all dead.
Me, bro. So fuck
they're
me,
all hanging dead.
She fucked up. Oh, my God. That Chad Nenick. He was always against me. Oh, my God. That David Worcester, he was always against you. Oh, my God, that J. Dunn Sloan, he was always against you. Oh, wait, what about Bob Carr? He may be with you.
Me.
He's still with you. He may be with you. He may be with you, though. Well, what about Avaton? What about Avaton? Avaton might be
worse.
What about,
I never spoke
about,
to him.
What about, oh, what about,
never spoke
what about,
to him.
What about the one that went on your hunt? Ellie. Ah, fuck Ellie. She don't even know where she is. She don't even know where she is right now. Willowies. What about the Willowies? Yeah, we don't know.
Name anybody.
Yeah, Nelson Thal.
You said that I had no friends. And that's true.
No, we didn't say friends. No, we're not talking about friends. We're talking about, we didn't say friends. Friends are fleeting. We said allies. There's a difference. An ally doesn't have to like you. An ally doesn't have to like you to support you. You have a lot of allies. You have no friends, but you have a lot of allies. People depend on your words to be true, and they are. So that's why we have great fun when you say, oh, well, I've done this and I've done that. Like, oh, yeah, really? Okay, good luck with that. So, Carolyn, the short version is, find out the position within the quadrants of what you're discussing. You have an issue.
Carolyn won't do the work. Carolyn won't do the work to find out. She won't read Croker.
Well, read it to her, Bob.
I'm just
going to
ask you, Bob.
Yeah, read it to her, Bob.
Yeah.
Read it to her, Bob.
Well, request reading.
Read it to her, Bob.
If you want to talk to me,
you
got
to
do
it.
You won't help me, Bob?
No, you won't help yourself.
Help Carolyn. You won't help Carolyn just one time. She does turn the water off for you.
The ionauts are going to be freaked this weekend. Uh-oh, Bob gave us no new information. We're on our own. That's it.
Oh, my God. He gave up Croker, and he's going straight to Lyndon LaRouche. It's all LaRouche now. We're going to have something up slipped up our bum. We're gonna have a nice some nice tequila in our coffee enema this week, eh?
But what you've already said to Ion about Thompson is the thermometer, Croker is the barometer. We're in the Croker quadrant because of the pressure that's heavy on us. So
That's what you have to adjudicate. And once you can adjudicate it, which means there's a storm coming, Bob. A barometer. Do you know what a barometer is, Bob?
Not much. I've tapped them.
Carolyn, tell Bob what a barometer is. It's about how many millibars of pressure applied to your system, to your world, to your meat sack, to your house, to your land, to wherever you are. Those pressures support atmospheric pressure supports that storm that's ever building.
Mm-hmm.
So those bars of pressures, bars of bones, are pressure that you're going to feel. Now, people who have like arthritis, Carolyn, you're going to find them on your what is that thing you have that people
my prayer
call?
List. My prayer list.
Yeah, the ones that call into the RNA reset. What are they? What are those people? What do you call them? The dead ones? No, that's not right. The dying ones? No. Let's see, the ones who can't quite figure it out or
total body meltdown.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Death by modern medicine. Oh, okay. Yeah, that one. Then they can run into this position where they don't know what to do. They don't know who they are. They don't know where they are. They don't know why they're there. They don't know how they got the product the first time. They're afraid to take the product because they don't know if it's going to work out or not. That pressure, 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 pressure is building. So what we're trying to do is we're trying to let everybody know that you got to come off Croker, ease into LaRouche. LaRouche will give you the answer. You don't like the
what's
answer.
What's LaRouche? If Thompson's temperature, Croker's barometer, what's LaRouche?
Pressure relief. You're fucked.
Pressure relief.
You're screwed. You're fucked. You're screwed. Let go. Let it go.
So,
and when you
so
do
LaRouche
that, when you do
go.
That.
LaRouche says let go.
Yeah. No, LaRouche says you're screwed. LaRouche says you're screwed. And when you let the pressure off, then you start, then McLuhan starts to make sense that you're watching.
Do you use the LaRouche to let the pressure off?
If you're lucky, yes.
But you prefer McLuhan.
We do. Because, see, the answer is eat the babies. From LaRouche, remember? Eat the baby. Okay. Well, once you eat the baby, it's over, right? No more problem. You have to eat the babies. Okay, bring the babies. Let's eat them. Once you eat the babies, it's all done. There's no more pressure. Save the world. We ate the babies. You see? There's an answer. There's an out. There's a conclusion. McLuhan does not give a conclusion. It gives only contrived conditions. Croker tells you the esoteric of how you're never going to make it anyway, and Thompson says you're fucked no matter what you do. So,
McLuhan says, what's McLuhan say?
We already said that. He gives you the conclusion that the system is screwing you. You're not in charge. You're not really involved in the conversation. You're not watching anything. Everything's watching you. You're not living your life. Your life is living you. Everything is, it's like a fatalistic condition. But that's what Ezra Pound was trying to lay out, which is what McLuhan tried to pick up on. Ezra Pound said that you're not the driver of your own divinity. You're not the diviner of your divinity. Good.
Awesome. What a great overview.
That was all wrong. I don't agree with any of it. So,
I do.
Okay, then it's been explained to you. I don't have to explain.
Shut up. You don't say nothing. It broke up. It didn't make it anyway. So good. It's recorded. So do what you're going to do.
Thank you. Good.
You're welcome.
Can't even get